Could Alzheimer's soon be treated as easily as asthma? This is News Review from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth. Make sure you watch to the end to learn vocabulary to talk about this story.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this video, and try the quiz on our website. Now, the story.
New drugs could completely change the way Alzheimer's is treated. The medication slows down memory loss and confusion, according to recent scientific trials. This means people with the disease could still do everyday tasks like shopping, cooking, and cleaning. Scientists hope that Alzheimer's will be managed as easily as asthma and diabetes.
You've been looking at the headlines, Beth. What's the vocabulary?
We have turning point, beginning of the end, and to remember.
This is News Review from BBC Learning English. Let's have a look at our first headline.
This is from The Guardian. Experts urge health regulators to approve turning point dementia drugs.
So this headline describes these drugs as a turning point. Turning point is the expression that we're looking at. And if you literally turn, it's because you have made a decision. So for example, you're walking down the road, you decide that you need to go into a shop to buy something, you turn, literally.
Yes, that's literal, and it helps with understanding the metaphorical meaning, because turning point, or a turning point, is a big change. So it's going from one idea to another, or maybe something positive to something negative, or something negative to something positive.
Yes, so this headline is describing these drugs as a turning point. It could mean a really big change for people with Alzheimer's.
That's right. And this expression is very often used when we're talking about a change for the positive, just like in this headline. Another example could be when you have children, it's a turning point in your life.
Yes, that's a really big change for people. Also, if you get a new job, we could call that a turning point. Let's look at that again. Let's look at our next headline.
This is from Sky News. New Alzheimer's drugs could spell beginning of the end for disease.
Yes, so these drugs could be the beginning of the end. That means the start of events that lead to something finishing. It sounds a little bit confusing. Can you explain more, Beth?
Yes. So the beginning of the end is used in the headline because these drugs are now being tested and they might become available soon. So that means we're at the start of the disease becoming easier to manage, which could then kind of be the end for Alzheimer's as we know it today.
Yeah, so this expression is usually used for quite big things, like a cure for a disease. So, for example, when the COVID vaccines became available, it was the beginning of the end of the pandemic.
That's right. And it's much more common nowadays to type on a phone or a computer. So what do you think, Neil? Could it be the beginning of the end for the pen and pencil?
It could be, yes. Let's look at that again. Let's have our next headline.
This is from The Times. The Times view on Alzheimer's drug treatments, breakthrough to remember.
So this headline calls these drugs a breakthrough to remember. A breakthrough is an important discovery or development. We're looking at to remember. Now, remember, we all know that.
We do, but this is to remember. So we use it after a noun and we mean that something is so important that it will be remembered by a lot of people, maybe even far into the future.
Yes, so the headline is saying that this breakthrough, these drugs, are very important to the world of science. It's a memorable event and they use to remember to mean that.
Exactly. We can also use this with personal situations. Maybe you have a birthday party with all your family and friends and you say, wow, it was a night to remember. You're not going to forget it because it was so great. Maybe your wedding day was a day to remember.
Yeah, now it's important to point out that this is a clever headline. It's got a double meaning, as we often see in headlines. It uses to remember, this expression. And of course, one of the main symptoms of Alzheimer's is not being able to remember things. Let's look at that again. We've had turning point, a big change, usually for the better.
Beginning of the end, the start of something bad stopping.
And to remember, unforgettable.
Don't forget, there's a quiz on this page.
Thank you for joining us and goodbye.
Bye.